Good morning and welcome to Neakani View. I'm Peter Newman, and joining us this morning from the North County Recreational District is the manager of the facility here, the NCRD, Peter Nunn. North County, of course, being North Tillamook County. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, if I'm outside of Tillamook County and I say North County, people say, well, which one? So it would be more accurate to say North Tillamook County.
So for those of us those listening who are not in Tillamook County, or for that matter, the north part of Tillamook County, and somehow have not gotten on your radar screen, tell us about the history and mission about the recreational district.
Well, we have a long history in these buildings. The first building was built as a school, designed by Portland architect A.E. Doyle in the early 1920s. He built a wing for the elementary school, and then subsequently a gym building, which is adjacent to us. In 1930, there was a tragic accident. The two local boys drowned in the Trask River. And in response to that, the local community said, well, never again. We're going to teach all of the children to learn to swim. They had planned an additional wing of the school, and to that wing they added a basement area containing a new swimming pool. And so that is the building that we're sitting in right now. Underneath us is the pool. And also at that time, interestingly, they raised the gym building up by 4'6", and they put in an auditorium underneath that building. So 1930 was a flag year for this district.
And how many people do you currently serve? I mean, obviously, different communities within communities, but maybe you can describe a little bit about what the daily, weekly use of the facility is.
Well, we have four operational departments, and so we have the aquatics pool department. We have a fitness center. We have a youth department, which caters for after-school programs, and throughout the summer we have special camps for the children. And then we have an adult recreation department that caters to all ages of adults, including and particularly the seniors.
And is it well utilized?
Certainly. We have about 1,000 patrons in total. 600 of those are patrons of the pool. Of those, I would say 300 of those are children. We cater to 300 children on the swim program every week. We have about another 300 patrons coming for the pool during the course of the month. And then we have about another 400 patrons or more in the other departments.
That's quite a good number of people.
Yeah.
Since you were talking about the age of the building, I imagine that keeping the whole matter going is got to be a little bit of a challenge.
It has been, and the district has had a pretty checkered past on that. As a district, we were formed in 1997 when the school district had vacated this building. And the operations were kept going by a pool of volunteers for a couple of years until we could get the recreation district formed. So at that time, we were tenants in the building, which was owned by the city of Nehalem. And so we had a permanent tax rate set at a level that included just minor maintenance, the kind of maintenance that you would do if you were renting an apartment. We were renting these buildings.
But not necessarily if you were owning one.
But exactly. And then in 2002, through a land swap that was brokered by the county, we acquired these facilities, and we own these facilities now, as well as a ball field on Highway 101. And of course, that meant then that we became responsible for some significant level of maintenance, including a lot of the deferred maintenance that had been put off. So since we became responsible for these buildings, we've spent about $1 million on maintenance of one sort or another. In 2008, we hit a crisis financially,
That's the checkered past part,
that's
right?
That's the checkered past, yes, exactly. Yeah. We realized that we didn't have enough money coming in, but and the directors decided to put forward a local option tax, which is a five-year levy as part of the property taxes to supplement the income that we have coming in. And that was passed at the end of 2008 by a narrow majority.
Did you see that coming? I mean, you know, if it is an apartment or a place you own, you hope you have your expenses. You know what your expenses are, and you anticipate them. Was it a surprise that all of a sudden you were a million short?
I don't think it was a surprise in as much as the directors knew that we were steadily going down and down in terms of the amount of reserves that the district had. And consequently, that was why they put forward the request for a local option tax to the voters. What was a surprise was the extent to which the district had gone down, and in fact, things reached crisis point. And we had to close for 3 months because we couldn't afford to make payroll. Then and now, with the benefit of the local option tax kicking in, we've been able to dig ourselves out of that hole quite significantly. And not only are our day-to-day operations sound and on a proper financial footing, but that we've been able to save up money to spend on capital improvements and to set aside for a new pool. By the end of this year, we will have $1 million saved up in the bank, allocated for a new swimming pool to replace the one that we've got.
What's the need for it, and how much do pools cost anyway?
Well, pools are not cheap.
I imagine.
neither to build nor to operate. We're thinking that a new pool would cost us $4.5 million. That would be a pool of the same size as the one that we have today, but upgraded, obviously, to modern-day codes with the proper deck widths, the proper facilities, upgraded changing rooms, and so on. So our $1 million that we've got saved up is a start towards that.
And where will the other $3 million come from?
Well, what we plan to do is to ask the voters to renew the local option tax at the existing level that it is today. The directors do not want to put up taxes, but just to maintain the existing level. And on that basis, we'll be able to save up an additional $1 million over the forthcoming 5 years. That leaves $2.5 million. I want to emphasize that we don't plan to go forward with a bond measure. What the directors have done is to hire a fundraising consultant who is doing a feasibility study for us as to whether or not it's feasible to raise $2.5 million in this community, in this economy, by grants and donations from outside sources all across the state.
Our guest this morning on the Economy View is the general manager of the North County, that's Tillamook North County Recreation District, Peter Nunn. I'm guessing that there may be some savings down the road. Old pools, old facilities of any kind like this tend to be, I would guess, more energy inefficient. Is the new pool going to ultimately make things a little easier to operate?
Peter, you're exactly right. Our existing pool is an energy hog. And we have to, for example, we have to put in 3.5 gallons of cold water into the pool every minute to maintain the proper water quality. And that 3.5 gallons a minute is expensive to buy and to heat up. And then it just goes down the drain.
So that's a fresh exchange of water then.
It is indeed, yes. And that happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We do anticipate some significant energy savings by going to a new pool. In fact, if we maintain a plan to go with a four-lane pool, we would save $100,000 a year on energy costs over the life cycle of a new pool. If we decided to build a larger pool, there would still be a $70,000 a year saving. So that's a significant opportunity for us to reduce our day-to-day operating costs.
And yet I'm sure there, there's the other side of it where some people must be saying, well, you know, that's fine, but we're in a situation where we don't have a good economy, and this is an outright capital expense, and there's, at the moment, better things we can do with our money.
Of course, there's always a group of people that want to see taxation reduced and to go down. But the benefits that we provide to the community, I think, far exceed the negative aspects. For example, people normally don't object to supporting a school district, even though they may not have children themselves in school, because they see the value of that. And I think our society nowadays sees the value of maintaining health and looking after ourselves as individuals to reduce the medical costs. Northwest Seniors are really delighted to work with us on our arthritis programs that we have both in the pool and separately in the fitness center. They see the value of that. The Reinhardt Clinic frequently sends their patients to us for continued ongoing physical therapy. So there are some huge benefits accruing to the to our society by maintaining the opportunity to keep healthy and keep fit. What I didn't just then say was also list out the fact that every child in our local community learns to swim.
Which is, of course, the original idea behind the,
it is
behind,
indeed.
Behind the pool.
We're really proud of the fact that we've kept the school swim program going now for over 80 years. And without tempting fate, I hope, I'm proud to say that there's not been a single local child, drowned in that period of time. I did some calculations based on national drowning statistics. These are completely unofficial. They're my calculations, but I figured that over the course of time that we've been open, 5 people have avoided drowning in this local area. So that in itself is a huge value to this community.
We'll get back to the pool, but I don't want to shortchange the other activities that goes there, because if you spend any time in the north part of Tillamook County, or I imagine even the south part of Clatsop County, you must get some interlopers coming by. There's just there's a lot that's going on in this building.
There is indeed. Looking, for example, at the fitness center, we've just expanded that, added an additional room. Our class numbers are up, and in fact, we've put on some new classes tailored really for the younger generation. We're running a boot camp, which is very popular, and another course called Apocalypse, which believe me, is...
That sounds dire.
It's dire, yes. It's popular, though, including our kickboxing classes. So those are the activities that we put on for the younger folk. But also for the older generations, as we speak now, in the room next to us, there's a fitness and stretch class taking place. We have several other fitness classes, core Pilates and so on. And currently we're now looking at a full prevention program by which we can determine if people are suffering from balance impairment and likely to fall, what to do about it, how to fall, in fact, without seriously hurting yourself. Then right now we're excited about the forthcoming summer. Every year we have a Manzanita Beach walk run event. This year it's on July the 20th, and people come from long distances, Canada, about 6 other states typically will be represented at the walk run. It's an exciting event in Manzanita, and it's a 5-kilometer or 10-kilometer walk run along the beautiful Manzanita Beach. So we're looking forward to that. We've already, for this year, we've already had 50 people registered, which is well above our normal numbers.
Do you rent the space out, or are there facilities here that if I'm another organization, I can come to you and say, I need a room, I need a performance space?
Absolutely, Peter, we do. We've got a large number of rooms here, and they're frequently rented out. And as a matter of fact, we refurbished our gym building, and we strengthened the floor, which was a little bit too weak. And now we're back up to a 200-person capacity in our gym. So in addition to using it for physical workouts and so on, it's available for rent. And several of the local nonprofit organizations use it for their fundraisers. So that building alone has brought in literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to the community, not through us, but through the nonprofits that use our facilities.
Yeah, I suspect a lot of us don't fully appreciate, when you were using the apartment analogy, replacing a floor, for example, of a gym is not like just doing reflooring your home. It's a pretty technical business, as is, of course, a swimming pool.
Well, indeed, yes. It was just, we needed to have a structural engineer design the reinforcement and contractor to put it in. Underneath the gym, as I mentioned earlier on, we've got an auditorium. And so now that strengthening work has been done, we're freed now to improve the auditorium. And that's a really exciting project for this year. We will be putting in new electrical systems for stage lighting, a new sound system, and of course the typical building work to paint it and improve it. And then we'll be putting in 180 new seats in that auditorium. That's all slated for work this year. So by the end of this year, we'll have a 180-seat auditorium available for use by visiting groups and theatre companies and so on. We have a resident theatre company called Riverbend Players. They put on performances.
It's wonderful, regularly. Reader's Theatre and the like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, they've got a new performance coming up in the next 2 weeks called Saving the Cedar Grove. And it's a musical written by a local resident, Sue Jelenia, and that will be a pretty exciting event, I think. All of the funds that they raise by those productions go towards the cost of refurbishing the auditorium. So, in fact, the $200,000 that we're anticipating spending on that will all be raised by fundraising and by outside grants and donations.
Our guest this morning on the Econi View is Peter Nunn. He is the general manager of the North County, that's Tillamook North County Recreation District. You know, looking a little bit at big picture stuff and going forward, and I guess I'd get on a little bit of a soapbox here, these communities, these small rural communities, I think there's always a danger of losing a middle class, a group of residents who can afford to live and work and pay rent or purchase a house here. And what this place does is it provides something of the infrastructure that gives people an incentive to live here.
Many of our patrons are retired, and they come here to enjoy their retirement. And frequently they tell us that the existence of this recreation district was one of the reasons why they chose to move to this area. So yes, I agree with you. I think that having these kind of facilities is very important for the quality of life for all ages.
Yeah, and I don't know if going forward this is exactly the idea of a recreational district, but with changes in technology and how we choose to spend our time, anything about moving into the digital age? I can't imagine what I mean by that, except maybe I don't think we want a room full of people playing Game Boys or anything like that. But is there anything that, thinking big picture out to the future, that you might add? Your wish list, let's say.
We've tried a number of times to offer classes and courses for computer literacy. Some people have attended, but I think people generally seem to be comfortable with the way that they're moving along. So in terms of classes like that. It's really limited to, for example, digital photography. We have currently now two courses in digital photography, how to take the pictures and how to manipulate them in your computer. And so that's an area that we're using. We're expanding our Facebook presence to make our schedules and news about the district more readily available electronically, as well as on our website. And so I think that those areas that we have underway. But we don't have plans to move into an electronic information system. We're about staying fit, improving the educational and physical opportunities to the community.
Yeah, somehow I think the electronics will take care of itself somehow. Well, let's go back to the pool for just a moment in the very limited time we have remaining. If it all goes as planned, what are the next steps in terms of securing funding, getting the additional funding, and actual starting construction?
Our fundraising consultant is now starting a survey which is intended to answer the question: can we afford to can we raise the $2.5 million that we of additional funds that we need? On the assumption that the answer is yes, it's feasible, that we'll then prepare a fundraising campaign, and that will kick in at the end of this calendar year. Concurrent with, I hope, an approval of the local option tax at the existing level that people are paying today.
And when will that be put forth to the voters?
It will go to the voters in November. And so if we get the green light from the voters, and if it's feasible to raise the outside funds, we'll be doing that for the next couple of years. And then we can commence construction. Mm. We've already hired an architect who's working on conceptual designs for us. And we're inviting public comments as we're going. There's a high level of interest in energy conservation, green energy, making sure that the new facility is every bit as efficient as we can possibly make it. So that's an aspect that our public is very interested to see.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you put your finger in the air? Do you have any sense of how is the community behind you on this?
I think that everybody, I would say that 95% of the community would say, yes, we'd love to have a new swimming pool. But then they say, who's going to pay for it? And that's the big question, which is why we need the answer to the question, can we raise these funds from outside sources by donations and grants without further burdening the taxpayer with the cost of these?
So, and so by November, you'll have enough of that information behind you so that the voters can make an informed decision?
Exactly. That's the schedule. And we'll have a conceptual design so people can see what it is that we want to do. We'll have the results of the feasibility study that will tell us whether or not it's feasible. And of course, if it's not feasible, we're going to have to think again. Mm-hmm. But if it is, then the voters will be able to see that result and be able to form their own opinion as to whether or not they want to continue this tradition of the children learning to swim and the therapy classes that we have for all ages in the pool.
Since this is the North County Recreational District, does one have to be a specific resident of North County? I mentioned earlier Clatsop. Can somebody sneak in from Arch Cape or Cannon Beach? And is there an additional fee if you're outside the district? How does that all work?
Of course, we welcome people from outside the district, residents from Clatsop County. And our district extends as far as Rockaway Beach, but people in Rockaway and further south, of course, are welcome, as are the summer visitors that significantly boost our attendance here at the district. So, yes, we welcome them. We don't, at this point in time, have plans to charge additional fees for people that are outside the district. If that became an issue, that would, of course, be a possibility. Other districts do that, but that's not currently our plan. Our doors are open to everyone, and we welcome everyone.
Well, it seems to me that, especially in the summertime, when you have so many visitors to this area, don't want to discourage people who live in Portland or elsewhere from enjoying the facilities.
No, absolutely. All summer visitors are welcome. Our current concern at the moment with the pool is that because our facilities are limited, we don't advertise heavily in the state park, for example, where there's 1,500 visitors at any time during the summer, because we would be literally swamped with additional people that could cause a safety hazard by increased numbers.
Well, coming up in the next few weeks or months, or as long as far out as you want to push it, what's happening around here and how can people find out about it?
Well, they can go on our website, which would be the principal source of information. That's ncrd.org. And so you can Google us and find out what's going on. We advertise in the local papers, and we also have a magazine called Fitness and Fun Guide, which contains our current programs and offerings. So we're easy. If you know that we're here and you look, we're easy to find.
And anything coming up? Obviously, the pool is there, but any activities, classes starting up, performance? Well, you mentioned the performances.
Yes. In fact, right now our youth department is planning for our summer camps. We have a lot of camps for the children, art. We've just recently done a basket weaving class, mask making classes, and so on. And the children also really enjoy theater camps. So that's an expanding area that's upcoming. And our adult recreation continually has excursions to performances elsewhere. For example, later this month, they're going down to Newport to see a live screening of the Metropolitan Opera on their big high-definition screen. That's a fun trip. They're also going up to Astoria, to the theater in Astoria. So they have, every month, we have workshops, classes, discussion groups, and so on, all designed around adult recreation and adult enrichment.
Well, it's a marvelous facility, and best wishes on all the legwork to look into that pool. Again, it's ncrd.org for more information. Peter Nunn, who is the general manager of the North County Recreation District, Tillamook County, great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we will see you again next month on Neocon View.